This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Lewis, Race Your Game. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart here for session 4 in our Social Media 24/7 series. Session 4 today is how to extend your social influence to add value to your resume. Now, why? Very interesting to extend your social influence. Now, why do we need to network online for career and business?
I think we live in an age where information is really power, and insights and wisdom draw from the information and connections really give you the cutting edge. So it is said that your network really is your net worth. So you should know as many people as possible. A lot of people like me, when I receive a name card, I always look for people online. If I can find them on LinkedIn, I will not keep their name card because I can connect. So when they change job, I can be updated instantly. Like, have you ever received emails like, this is my last day at work,
yes,
and I'm so happy to cross paths with you. I am sure we'll meet again, and you want to contact me, this is my personal email. Now, that is really the old way of connecting with your existing network. Because social media, you really get connected forever. So another thing is that the best jobs in the world are never advertised. They're always referred. What do I mean by that? There are a lot of companies who give referral fee for staff to recommend friends. Right, so if you have a junior level, mid level, senior level, you get different rates of referral fee upon confirmation. So imagine, the more people who knows you, you are likely to be referred. That means to say, people who apply for jobs advertised by newspaper, these are the jobs that usually nobody went to apply.
All right. Or entry level jobs anyway.
Entry level jobs, or maybe the jobs really has a lot of unseen criteria that you may not know of. Alright, so what are those unseen criteria? That's an interesting topic for another day. Last but not least, I think to stay relevant in this world, we need to tap on crowdsourcing. We need to seek everybody's opinion, and that's why we need to network online.
Okay, how can you have your resume on social media, LinkedIn?
The most effective and the best way on a centralized dashboard concept will be your LinkedIn account. Now, a lot of people underestimated the power of LinkedIn. You should write down a list of keywords that's related to what you do, what you have, and why you are so unique. Carefully weave them into your description of yourself so that you get search. Okay, for example, I like to people to search me by social media, by personal branding, by PR. So if someone wants to search for these three together, I'll be on top of the list because I have all this. So before you even go and write your resume, list down a long list of words that associated with you and think like a user. If I want to search for myself, what do I want to look for? So that's number one. LinkedIn, you should update all your education background. Now, don't just put in your job description. That is a very big mistake. Put in your key milestones and your achievement. That is what people are looking for. LinkedIn also allows you to widen your network. So the first thing that you sign up is to look for all your old name cards, search for everyone. Do the same thing. You can search them. Don't keep the name card. Can't search them, keep the name card. So that means the last name card that you keep, the best. The last name card you have, the better it is. Also, LinkedIn allows you for career planning, to do marketing, recruitment. I think a lot of people, not only the headhunter are recruiting, a lot of people are also recruiting. Of course, you get to know what are the best jobs available online advertising wise, and definitely networking. You know who are your peers, you know how are they doing, and you know who gets promoted, because every time when someone gets promoted, their status gets updated.
Right. Yes. Okay.
So that is why LinkedIn is important.
Okay, and I guess also I know that within LinkedIn, people start groups.
That's right. Yeah. Groups are very important. Groups is really a kind of inner circle where you get to know people who's who in the industry or who's who in that so-called category.
Okay, and what other areas do we need to do to jazz up our resume? Andrew Chow from Idea Mart will answer that in just a while. It's Racy Game on Enterprise, BFM 89.9. This is Racy Game on Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. It's topic 4 in our Social Media 24/7 series. Today is how to extend your social influence to add value to your resume. And, earlier on, Andrew was saying how LinkedIn is very powerful, not just for recruitment but also to market yourself, and very cleverly what weave the words you want people to know you for. But what other areas do we need to do to jazz up our resume though?
Okay, having a LinkedIn LinkedIn account with all your background updated. That's just the basic step. How do you jazz it up? How do you make your profile stands up? Number one, you need to ask for recommendation. Now, in secular terms, this is called testimonial. Okay. But on LinkedIn, they call it recommendation. Now, always ask for recommendation. If you have a job well done, you know, with a client, please ask them, can you write a testimony for me? Uh-huh. And they will attach it to the job that they are referring to.
Okay.
So you build a history of good records. Now, also, in secular terms. Now, the thing here is this. A lot of people, they just ask people to write testimonial. And most of the time, people like to say different things. So it is okay to write your own testimonial and ask people to endorse it. Now, why I say this so openly is because you want to create some form of consistency. So when you look at resume, one person say you're very creative. Another person say you have great leadership. Another person say you're a team leader, you're a team player. They are all good things, but they're all different things.
I see.
So there's no consistency in their branding itself. So when you do recommendation, make sure that it's consistent. So everyone should say the same thing about you.
Okay.
So if you're hardworking, it's hardworking. If you're diligent, it's diligent. So recommendation is one. Now, if you have milestones, awards, you write books, you write e-books, all these are achievements that maybe you've conveniently forgotten how to update them. So be very mindful. Anything, it's important.
All right.
Update it and you'll be okay. Now, for example, if you're into training and consultancy, definitely you have a lot of intellectual property on PowerPoint, on PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on SlideShare, link it to your LinkedIn.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, if you're in marketing and you probably have got involved with a lot of TV ads, a lot of big projects, make sure that YouTube has a video and you link it to your LinkedIn account again.
Mm.
All right. If you are a designer and you have a lot of packaging portfolio to show off, make sure you upload it to Flickr and again link it to LinkedIn.
Mm.
So that becomes a centralized dashboard. So if I go to your LinkedIn account, I know what are the presentations you have, I know what books you are reading, I know what portfolio you have. It's really a sourcing point to every social aspect of you. So you call it a social portfolio.
Right. And it's really underutilized. When you start telling me all these things about adding presentations and putting things on Flickr and all that. A lot of people underutilize
it. Yes. And I forgot to add that in media, for a lot of media personality, podcast is one of the best ways. So you can link on a podcast to your LinkedIn.
You've got about 4,000, which is really impossible. Only the Andrew Chow ones, maybe.
Oh, link your best 10 most memorable ones or your best signature ones. Or maybe you can do your own compile. Maybe
the best of.
The best of, you know, all your humor and all your serious moment, all your best one-liner together in one podcast. That is really wonderful. Make full use of the multimedia aspect and learn how to share it. So there are a lot of things you can do to jazz up a social portfolio. I can't say enough. Join events, join groups, update your status, link it with LinkedIn, link it with Facebook, cross-reference it. It's very important.
Okay.
That means to say you have to spend time, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day, just look through your LinkedIn account. And even as I speak, you can download it, you know, and it's free. And once you download it, you'll be hooked up to it, because you really can tell that LinkedIn is different from Facebook. Why is it different? Everything is professional. Right. Only has one picture.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to do to jazz out your resume.
You know, one of the things that you talk about, endorsement as well, and this is a social etiquette part where, I have people endorsing me, right, which I've not asked for, but they've endorsed me, which is great.
Yeah, that's great.
Do I reciprocate? If I don't know the person, don't reciprocate,
yes.
Right?
Don't write anything that you don't believe in, because you will not sound authentic as well. Mm. I think people who proactively write a testimonial for you, they actually don't expect anything in return.
Okay.
Because if they do, they will ask you first, I write one for you and in return, can you write one for me?
I scratch your back, you scratch my back.
Yeah. Well, if you know each other very well, that's acceptable. Yeah. But if someone just writes something for you, please accept it. And my rule of thumb is that if you have 500 contacts, you should have at least 5% of the 500 giving you testimonial. So you have 500 connections, you should have 25 recommendations.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that is my benchmark. Maybe a bit high for a lot of people, but that's how I see it.
Okay, 5%. Yeah. Your Andrew Charles 5% rule.
5% rule.
Now, how then do you get seen and heard and recognized in social media?
First of all, you need to build a good personal branding. People need to like you. And first and foremost, you need to learn how to listen more than you speak. That's number one. Because different industry, they have different lingo. Social media, there's no difference. And second thing is to add value by giving quality answers to questions. And not only on LinkedIn, on other platforms like Quora. Quora is a platform where people ask and answer questions only. But why is it different from LinkedIn? Is because people who are reading your answers can give you a vote of confidence. So even if your answers are coming in late, but if more people vote for you, you will jump straight up to the top of the list. So if you're a conference organizer and you're looking for speakers and panelists, that is the best place to look for it. So when you want to look for thought leaders, that is the best. So be seen, be heard, be recognized. Last but not least, always create conversation by asking the right question and get the influencer involved. It means in your industry, who are the thought leaders that you think might add value to your discussion? Get a list of 30 of them. So if you're in PR, search for all the recognized PR experts in this region. And when you ask a question, ask their opinion. So they will know that they are being asked. So they have no choice but to respond to your question. So that is how you show your influence. And then you'll be seen, be heard, hopefully in different conferences, and be recognized on social media.
Okay. Is it also advisable to sign up for the premium account on LinkedIn?
A premium account is really good because premium account allows you to send email to people you do not know or have not connected. It's very good because you got a lot of insights, insiders, feature that an ordinary account do not have. So if you're really actively looking for business opportunities, you're a marketer, that is a real good investment for you. Because it's better to have a virtual handshake first before you actually meet the person. I think the last 2 weeks I shared about, I have often experienced where I walk into a seminar, people come up to me and say, "Hi, I'm so and so. I'm on your LinkedIn, I'm on your Facebook, but I can't remember them." Sometimes I'm so embarrassed, I just pretend I remember them.
And just say thank you.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's really fun to connect online. You may feel a bit uncomfortable at the beginning, but you'll be okay. So to extend your personal influence, going beyond your normal network, invest your time on social media.
All right. And next week, creative sourcing using social media for recruitment. This has been me speaking to Andrew Cha from Idea Mart in Race a Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.